Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Suven Pharmaceuticals Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the Q4 and FY23 earnings for Suven Pharmaceuticals. We have with us Mr. Venkat Jasti, the Managing Director, Mr. Venkat Raman Sunder, Vice President, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Subba Rao, CFO of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's performance have been emailed to you earlier. I would now like to request Mr. Jasti to share his perspectives on the performance and outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this conference call on the results for year-ending March 31st. As I was telling last year that the year 2022-2023 will be flat to a little bit lower side on the revenue side, and later we have updated that it may surpass a little bit. So finally, it has come out with a very muted growth on overall perspective, and it is in line with what we have expected and informed you. The CDMO business reduced in the pharma reduced by roughly about 10% due to some of the molecules which are being used for the COVID were not repeated, whereas the specialty chemicals has gone up by 15% to compensate for the things that are lower in the CDMO pharma. Overall, other than the one-off of 2022 last year's sale of Rising Stake, otherwise the results are in line, and we have positive growth. If you see quarter-on-quarter for the last quarter to this quarter, it's a very good jump in revenues and the profitability. But on a year-on-year basis, if you take out the one-off item, then it will be the same as last year, more or less. So this year is very early for us to give us any guidance, but we also see a little bit softness in the spec chem side with the deferrals because of the climatic conditions. Otherwise, we expect the same line, and we'll have much more visibility as we pass through. I think it's better for me to answer your questions rather than give because you have the results due, and it's better I answer the questions rather than giving upfront any other information which may not be relevant. So I now ask the moderator to go for the question-answer session.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from O3 Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Sir, your voice is coming very muffled. Is it possible to speak through the handset?
Yes. Hello. Am I audible now?
Slightly better, sir.
Yeah. That's my first question. I have a couple of questions. My first question is, the formulation business, is it possible to focus less on that business and focus more on the business where our revenue share is 60%, the CDMO? Since the formulation business has been seen since two financial years, it's been flattish.
Yeah, formulation business is all it's not a big item for us, but it's in a leverage exercise, as we were told earlier, and we are expecting something to go, but it also depends on the approvals that are in place now, to be in place. So we have filed around 27 ANDAs. So far we have only 12 approved, and not all of them are, as you know, ours is a very specific molecules, not a blockbuster volume-based molecules. And we expect more 7 or 8 approvals during this year, and that will add the revenue eventually. But in general, it is a flattish growth, not much to talk about on the formulations.
My second question is, if you could give us the repeat percentage of the business, like what percentage of clients do they come back with the repeat orders? If that number is on a larger side, so what different does Suven do in that business?
What is it again? I could make out the question.
If you could give me the repeat percentage of orders of the business, what percentage of clients do come back with the repeat orders for the business, and if it's on the larger side?
This is not a generic business, as you know. When once our molecule is supplied, and if there is a success in the clinical trials, you will automatically get the repeat order. And similarly, on the commercial scale, you will have a repeat order once a year or whatever it is, on a continuous basis, depending on how the product is growing. If it's growing, you will get a little bit more orders, but it's less, but you still get the repeat order, but it will be a little bit less. So this is the way it works. Unlike a generics where you don't go and sell it, here it is automatically, because we are one of the suppliers for this particular molecule, so it will be coming that way. So repeat orders are based on the success of the molecule in the clinical trials at the early stage. And if it is a commercial, it is a success of the molecule in the market. This is the way you get the repeat business.
Okay. And so my last question is, so in the previous concourse, you said that the duration of a project can be 3 to 4 months, or even it could take 5 to 6 months, which is very lumpy in nature. So how do you take the guidance further, and how do you project the revenues going ahead?
That's why we don't give you guidance and the revenue projections. They come as in when, and as this, you cannot go a quarter-on-quarter basis. You have to go more or less on a year-on-year basis only. And again, it is based on the success of the molecules, both in clinical trials and when it launched, on the success in the market. So it's not a straightforward, but at the same time, if you see last 4 years, we have 21 CAGR growth is there. So it tells you some regularity with which we are getting it, but it cannot be on a quarter-to-quarter basis.
So do you project the same going ahead in the next 3 to 4 years?
We hope to, and maybe better, that we cannot tell, because as I said, we have only the visibility of 5 to 6 months. More than that, we don't have, but based on the past record, if you go by a decade, and especially last 4 or 5 years, it's going good, and with the increase in the infrastructure and hopefully the new technologies which we are going to, based on the request of the customers, and the especially on the the success of the molecules, that will certainly give. Certainly it can go, in 1 year it can go also much higher than what the average was, but that you cannot tell at this time.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permit, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Rashmi Shetty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So one question related to this quarter. You know, we are seeing that this time, in this quarter, there is a higher share of CDMO pharma and, you know, lower share of CDMO chemical, specialty chemical business. But despite this, you know, our gross margin is on a YOY and on a quarter-on-quarter, it is contracting. And despite our gross margins are down, our EBITDA margin is high. So, you know, because our because there is a lower cost in terms of manufacturing and other expenses. So, you know, what is happening on the cost side and why are the gross margins contracted? If you can give us the specific reason for it.
I think you know very well the type of business we are in, and it is not the same model molecule, so you can compare with quarter to quarter. And it is the mix of the product mix is the one that gives you the margins, right? So one quarter it may be high value product may be there where then you get a high gross margin. Whereas sometimes you know, some of these more early stage projects are there where the gross margins will be less. So this is the way it works. So it cannot be catered to one or other. It is all the mainly the product mix that determines the gross margins and the EBITDA and the net profit.
And sir, on the cost side, like, you know, are you taking some cost control initiatives? Because I'm just seeing that on quarter, you know, our expenses have actually come down, which has actually led to improvement in EBITDA margins. So if you can throw some color on it.
No, there is no major changes that has happened. The only thing is that in quarter on quarter, sometimes what happens is like, you know, other manufacturing expenses and then other costs, there is a slight reduction if you really see, you know, compared to previous year, about 18 crore, this year it is this quarter, this previous year of the same quarter, 18 crore, to this year about 55 crore. The changes basically, you know, as Mr. Just was explaining actually, with the variable costs related to the product, changes actually. There is a cost of changes in effluent treatment, power cost, all those things are variable in relation to the production. And that's the reason it has happened actually. There is no major cost reduction as such. Overall, you know, it's the same kind of thing. In fact, there is no cost increase as such actually. That efficiency has been maintained.
Okay, sir. And so my second question is on your acquisition and merger process. You know, where are we currently in this process? You know, related to the tender and related to the acquisition process and the merger process?
No, we are still waiting for the regulatory approval for the acquirer to get all the approvals, so CCI, DOP and all actually. And then we are still waiting for that. Once that is completed, probably, you know, they will be announcing to the public at some at that point of time the transaction will be completed. This point of time, we have not, you know, got the approval as such. We are waiting for the approval.
So once the regulatory approval comes in, that time the advent will first acquire the promoter stake and post that only the tender offer would start, right? Is the understanding correct?
That is correct. You know, only after the acquisition of the promoter stake, then it triggers for the open offer account that you go for it. Correct.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Abdul Qadir Purnawala, may I request to unmute your line from your side, please?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for this opportunity. So on the CDMO pharma side, just wanted to understand the spike what we have seen in this quarter. I mean, is this more related to some new product getting commercialized or just some movement happening between the clinical trials?
No, it's a combination, both, I mean, you cannot pinpoint to one thing that has come. There is nothing new that has come. It is only the mix, and sometimes, you know, what happens, you know, some of the material is almost ready, but not shipped in the last few days, so it goes into the next quarter. Those things also can happen. So not much change. It's only the values are based on some of the factors, the product mix. But as you're asking, what is the better this quarter is, there is no new launches or anything that has taken place.
Understood, sir. So far on basically on...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. You're not audible.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on the new molecule inflow front, I mean, how is the traction with our, with our key customers? Are we seeing some renewed interest there? And if you could also highlight, the number of molecules which are under phase two now and phase three as well. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is the traction of getting the new RFQs and all that stuff is little bit still little bit slower. We thought it will happen, but post the COVID, and it's coming. But interest is there, a new interest there, but the pace is a little bit slower. And no molecules none of the molecules in various phases has not moved from one stage to other to have a substantial impact on the results as of now.
Sure, sir. And just a final one on the Vizag plant. So any updates from the customer audit part, as we are already expecting some to happen in this fiscal? So
yeah, the update is that yes, customers are coming and auditing, and it will take when the validation orders will be given eventually, but it is a long drawn process because it will take a year and a half before you see full fledged approvals.
Awesome. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Cinderella Carvalho from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on delivering the guidance and maintaining the EBITDA margins. Sir, want to understand if there are any expected new approvals from pharma side in the coming 2 years, FY24-25, any indication on that?
No, even the customer will not be knowing until the clinical trial data comes out and then they move to the next stage. So far, we don't have any indication as of now. Any of the phase 3 molecules will be moving into the commercial or any phase 2 coming into the phase 3. So no indication as of now. It can happen any time, but as I said, right now, they don't have an indication. Unless they have an indication, they can't tell us. So we will not be able to give you any guidance on that at this time.
And on the spec chem side, apart from the earlier 3 products, anything moving there?
As last year itself, I told you it will be in the 2024 time frame. It will be moving to another commercial product, not until that time.
Okay. And so if we look at the global environment, you highlighted that it is slightly slower. But we hear a lot around the China plus one and movement. Is there any update on the overall R&D outlook of our partners? And how do we expect this to pan out? Yeah. Any thoughts from an industry perspective and our business perspective will be helpful.
Yeah, industry perspective, the China plus one, yes, it may be possible in the non-regulated regime like maybe generics or and some intermediates and something else. But on the innovator side, it takes time for any changes or any new things to come and have a tangible results. As you know, when we came back from the DCAT, the feedback from there is, we are thinking of moving away from China and all that stuff. But, you know, that is the thinking. Then they have to implement it. If it's a regular product buying in a, intermediate or a chemical, then it's much easier for them. But when you are going for an innovative product and aligning, it takes time. But that is a positive sign, and time will tell when those things will come. I think that is a good omen. In the long run, yes, it will be good. But right now, what I was telling you is from the mindset of the COVID-related activity moving into the regular activity, we thought by this time we have a little bit more traction on the new projects. But that being a little bit slow, but it will come. As you know, the CPHI itself, they were saying about moving towards India. Similarly, the DCAT time also, they were saying the same thing. So I think it will come, but for a general purpose, for the industry sake, yes, it will come, but it will take that, especially this space where we are in. It will have a long drawn effect. And when once it starts, yes, it will have a good. And years to come, it will be very good.
If, did we share a number that if we remove the COVID portion from the base, what will be our growth for FY23? Did we share that number?
No.
Can we share that number, sir, if it is available?
No, it is not like, we said earlier it was about 120 crores, what was there in FY22. Whether, you know, it will be muted because it may not be...
And I already told 10% is less because of that already in the CDMO revenue and the pharma. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, we might be able to specifically profile the customer and tell in the conference call and then... And it's very difficult for us to, you know, maintain that because of the confidentiality what we have with our customers.
Sure. Helpful, sir. So just one question on the raw material and logistics side. How do we see the scenario now as we hear a lot of peers saying that there is improvement in both the sides? Has it happened for us? And do you see the trend improving going ahead? And given that we've delivered on annual level almost of 42% plus EBITDA margins, do you see this improving further with the help of softening of logistical and raw material cost?
Yeah, I mean, naturally what happens is the shortages is going to be a problem, not the cost itself. Cost is more or less is being compensated because of the nature of the business we are in, except one or two places who may not be able to get the compensation. So when it goes down, naturally the price to the customer also will be when the repeat business comes and it will go down. So we'll hope to maintain the same margins, but based on that, I don't think you'll have any improvement in the margins. The only reason is the not able to have the things and get the material somewhere else and get high prices, and suddenly sometimes it may affect it. But in general, the trend is good now, the availability is good, and the price is also stable. Prices of the raw materials are also stable.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, Cinderella. I request to join the queue again for a follow-up question. A request to all the participants, please restrict to two questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Chirag Dagli from DSP BlackRock. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Our commercial supplies in pharma, excluding the COVID supplies, has there been a dramatic change in that number for the full year of FY23, sir?
There is no dramatic change. As I said, if it's a dramatic change, there should have been an improvement in the, what do you call, the sales revenue of the CDMO pharma. As I said, year on year, it is 10% less than the last year's. So there is no improvement, and whatever the decrease is, mainly because of the some of the molecules which they used for the COVID are not repeated during this year. That's why it was there.
The 10% is lower because of that COVID not coming through, is what you are saying.
Yes.
Understood, sir. Okay. And secondly, sir, we're seeing some players talk about you know, funding winter and you know, this impacting the funnel for CDMO business from a lot of emerging biotech companies. Are you seeing similar trends? If you can just talk a little bit about you know, the overall environment as far as your you know, mix and match business, as you traditionally call, what are the trends that you are seeing over there?
Actually, as you know, we are dealing with only the medium size and big pharma only, and that part of the problem will not be there. We are not working with any biotechs for that matter. So I'm not aware of that, and I didn't see the trend as far as the big pharma is concerned. But the only thing is, the changing from the COVID-related activities to the regular activities, so we thought it will be fast-tracked, but it's coming slowly. But I think we see with the way people are talking and all that stuff, in a couple of quarters from now, it should come back to the normalcy and maybe fast-tracked also for the regular items.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pranshu Jain from Neo Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so I just needed some guidance on the open offer which has been put. So when you are expecting the process to get completed?
That is not in our hands. It is based on the regulatory approval that has to take place. When the regulatory approval takes place, I think they will announce the date. I think it will be within a fortnight or they will launch the open offer after the regulatory approval comes in. I think we are still waiting for that, and that will be guided to you through the notifications as and when it happens. Right now, we don't have an idea. But our thought process is it should be happening before August 26th. That's a long stop date.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun Bang from Branson Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for steady progress in during the year. Sir, increasingly what we are seeing is molecules are becoming smaller and high potent. So 500 mg becoming 50 mg and 50 mg becoming 5 mg. So the quantum of supply could be structurally declining. How is it evolving and how could it impact our business, especially the commercial terms that we have with innovators?
Commercial terms is based on the molecule to molecule, not based on the milligrams to milligrams. It is the value that is brings the molecule. If you see, good olden days, you have 1,000 metric tons, 2,000 metric tons. But in this innovative last 10 years, if you see, very rarely you see any volume-based molecule. Everything is on a 20 tons per whole year, 30, 50 tons per whole year, something like that, other than one or two. So I don't see any difference on that one. It will not affect anything because what we are saying is what we are giving is the number of steps we do, the difficulty of the steps that involve the specialty of the chemistry which involves, all those things will get you the pricing, not the volumes.
Okay. And I understand when we are working with innovators, things don't move too fast. But just to get sense of the progress on our plans to extend offerings to innovators through the initiative that we have spoken about, so becoming part of life cycle management, manufacturing KSMs, and also forward integration into API. So how has been the progress in the last 1 year, and what milestones do you think we have achieved, and what are our plans for next 1 to 2 years?
We have not achieved any milestones, as you know, because of the COVID, it was delayed. Now only they started coming into India for a visit to the customers after 3 years of gap, I think. It will take time, and even when they started, it will take a minimum 3 to 4 years for any new opportunity to come in other than the regular products that are going into the next step or next step. So that is a different departments in the same company. If it's a life cycle management, they have to do due diligence and do the all the validations and all that stuff. So it will not be an overnight scenario, but now it is starting back again because there was a pause for a couple of years. Actually, supposed to be done in 2019, then there's because of the COVID, and next year, last year I thought they will start coming in, but still they have not showed up. But this year we see 3 or 4 people, even for the regular visits itself, they have just started coming in, and we hope that things will start accelerating so that we'll have an opportunity to sell ourselves for various aspects what we are talking about.
Can I ask more questions?
Sir, I'll request to join the queue again. We have other questions pending in the queue.
Sure, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Kaparia from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, how's the inventory situation in the CDMO specialty chemical, given the, you know, some climatic condition, the inventory overhang at the inventory level?
Yeah, the second quarter will be, a little bit soft. That's what they claim to be because they may be deferring the orders and all that stuff for the crop sowing the crop and all that stuff. So, post that, it should come back to the normal. That's why I said a little bit soft at this time. So, quarter-on-quarter basis is not clear, but year-on-year basis, it will match. That's what our hope is.
So is it the case for all the molecules in spectrum?
Not all the molecules, some of the molecules.
Okay. And so second question.
For us only one molecule. For us one molecule only.
Okay. Oh, thanks. And the second question, the CDMO pharma. So if you can give, you know, we have pipeline for phase 3 and phase 2 molecules.
Number we have five in the phase 3 right now, and for 3 molecules we have 5 to meet what we are supplying right now. And that is still there in phase 3. We do not have the visibility as of now from the customers about when it is going to be moving to the commercial. As and when it happens, probably we will be able to inform.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Pratik, sorry to interrupt you, your voice is breaking. Can you come in a better reception area, please?
Is this any better?
No, sir, it's still sounding the same.
Maybe now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my first question is on Cohance. If we can share some updates, some numbers, if you can. The last we had updated was what they did in FY22. So if you can share something about that.
This is regarding Suven Pharmaceuticals. Nothing has been done. We have signed a definitive agreement, but I cannot tell you anything. Somebody else's numbers here. Please excuse us.
No, sir, I understand that, but say when we made this announcement, we also were also, we were thinking that we'll get someone from Advent sometimes on the call, because for an existing shareholder, sir, ultimately, what could...
Let me tell you something. This is an ongoing process. Nothing has been changed. Suven is run by the existing management. Nobody will be coming from other side until the transaction takes place. Period.
No, I agree on that point, but fine. So my second question is on the pharma. Usually, we always say we have a six-month outlook or six-month demand that we can see. You did talk about what the challenges that we're seeing in chemical, but can you talk about what's happening in pharma?
Pharma is going in the same way. There's nothing, as I said, we have our visibility is only, this is the very beginning of the year. We have visibility of 4 to 5 months and everything is as usual like last year, nothing different. Only I said on the specialty chemicals because it will be some soft thing in the second quarter. We just mentioned that it's soft. Otherwise, everything going on in the same manner as last year. But the pharma side.
Sure. And so my last question on Casper, I mean, have you started any commercialization there or not yet?
Where is that?
Casper.
Oh, yeah. Casper, only one product has been launched and we are expecting other approvals sometime in July and August and September time frame.
So how many molecules could we be launching this year?
In Casper?
Yes, but yes.
Sorry, we are losing your audio.
Yeah, it's five. We have approved and I mean waiting for the gold dates for the five, the next 4 to 6 months.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from O3 Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I had a follow-up question. So if you could... the formulation business is a business that you provide services to other pharma companies, which is also a bit lumpy business. So shouldn't that be very...
I'm sorry, your voice is not coming clearly. Can you please talk through the handset?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, for Suven, we make the intermediates or the molecules post receiving the project. Or directly start with phase 1, then come to phase 2, and then look out for projects. So I wanted some clarity on that. And the same question is regarding the R&D.
No, I don't think your understanding is right. in the innovative molecules, when you get into the phase one, and if the molecule we supply in the phase one supply, and if it is successful in the phase one, if it goes to phase two, you get the repeat of business. And when the phase two is successful in the clinical trials, then you get the phase three supplies. And if the phase three is successful, then you get the commercial launch supplies. And that's the way it works. There is nothing like that, but there is no guarantee that the molecules that we entered, everything will go into the next stage. This is a mix and match of these things. And as you see, we have done more than 980 projects over the years, and we have only 11 commercialized molecules. This is a mix and match that gives you the business opportunity. There is nothing like you don't go in phase three directly to the customer. They don't, because it has to start at least the minimum phase two, not after that, they will not change any customer. I mean, same customer will be supplying same product. They will have two or three sources for each molecule, each intermediate to their sourcing. That is the way it works in innovation.
So my last question is, sir, how are we different from our competition? Let's say a big player like Divi's. How do we manage with them? How do we compete with the peer who's operating at such a big scale?
It is not the big scale of thing. We are not into the generics. We are not into the big way into the what do you call the APIs and all. We are into the innovation. You have to understand is innovator does not go and source the phase one molecules in two different companies. If they come to Divi's, they go to Divi's only. If they come to Suven, they come to Suven only. And after that, it is success of the molecules, and based on that, the repeat business comes. There is nothing like a competition that way. It is not the volume of the business that comes in. It's only at the commercial level that thing comes in, and the generic place that comes into the picture. Otherwise, it is the evolution, the process that takes with the clinical trials and the success in the clinical trials will give you the business opportunity for us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gokul Maheshwari from Auriga Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question was that we spent 285 crores on CapEx in FY23. Can you please elaborate in terms of what was the areas where we spent this CapEx on?
It's mainly the replacement block in Suryapet. Bulk of the money goes there. The remaining are all the balancing equipment and all that stuff.
Okay. And the CapEx for the R&D move
That has not happened because this is only proactively we have taken the permission from the board. As and when the government asks us to move, we need to be prepared. That's why we have taken, and as of now there is no GO issued, but it can be, it is imminent, it will happen sometime soon. I think it is all depending on the pharma city being ready for the operations. I think that time they will issue GO that you need to move. From that time, we'll have 2 years time at least.
Okay. But the replacement of these equipments or the CapEx, would it be adding to the sales or improving productivity for us?
See, when you're talking about a 35-year-old company, and the old blocks are there, which is regulatorily may not meet, and also the structurally may be a problem, safety aspect is a problem, so we need to have a replacement block. So in the new process, you may have a little bit additional capacity that comes into the picture, and more than that, it will be having a regulatory and automation and productivity related benefits also will accrue to us, but not substantially. Mind you, it is a replacement, but with the benefits accruing to it, okay, so that you can take more projects.
Okay, great. And just on Casper, when we acquired the facility, the intention was to do certain molecules from on the formulation space. But is there a possibility for us to offer formulations for our existing innovator clients as well, where we are providing them intermediate chemicals and then we do formulations for them as well?
Yeah, but that the Casper facility is only formulation facility. It's not a bulk drug facility. So you can offer R&D services to anybody. I mean, if they are interested in getting it, and that is their forward integration and also life cycle management in the generic space. That's what we are looking for. And not only in Casper, but also in the Suven Pasha Mylan site, we have the same facility. So we can do that too. So it is not just, I mean, it takes time and for the customers to come and do that, but in Casper, you cannot do the APIs or intermediates, only the formulation and R&D.
Great, sir, great. And lastly, just on the phase 3 molecules, you've mentioned that there is no visibility of them moving to...
As of now, there is no indication that any are within the striking distance of, because unless the results are out, we will not be able to know. So right now, we don't have any guidance on that.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for tuning in for the update on the results year ending March 31st, 2023. And as I said, the year is too early to give us any guidance for us, other than that pharma cramps are going good at this time, and the traction is a little bit slower in the new project acquisition, but we hope that based on the conversations we had at CPHI and DCAT, we likely to get that in the third, fourth quarter time frame. And especially the chemical side, I mean, there will be some small deferment to shipments and because of the climatic conditions elsewhere. And that will come back to third or fourth quarter into the full swing. And we hope to continue the business as usual with the same margins we'll be keeping, and hope to tune into the results update by next time in August. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Suven Pharmaceuticals, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.